What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I came across this, and this was the reason why I just chose to keep my ex as a it's just a little pass around, just a little fucking, you know, like a fuck buddy. And that broke her heart. Because what she wanted to do was she wanted to make the relationship, you know, that she's just like, no, I just want to date. All right, then let's just fuck. What? You don't want a relationship with me? And like, no, remember, we're just dating, right? See, she wanted the best of both worlds for her. Without any fucking consequence or outcome, and without me fucking wanting to expect anything from her. And the moment that I told her, okay, we can just date, let's just fuck. Well then, if you're not gonna fucking, if you're not gonna fuck me, then there's no point in doing this. I don't even want to be friends. It's either fuck or not.
Consider dating a relationship. The person you're dating is not a relationship. It's a trial. You're checking it out. That is not a relationship. People get so intense about their date, about their live-in partner. They take it more seriously than a marriage. And it's not. So no matter how long you've been living together, but you don't want to be married, how insulting is that? I like you a lot, but not enough to make a commitment. Well, thank you very much. So don't consider dating a relationship. Certainly don't consider it a meaningful relationship, because it doesn't do what a meaningful relationship is supposed to do. It just gives you some entertainment.
Isn't that fucking powerful? You know, in the beginning when I first saw that, it stung my fucking heart. But when I wanted to get married to the girl that basically just wanted to date, I thought, like, okay, then there's really no point, no purpose in this. Let's just fuck. And she didn't want that. She just didn't want to just fuck. She wanted a relationship. And I said, I only give relationships to women that are going to be my wife. That gave her an opportunity to fucking lie. And when she doubled down and said no, I said, okay, then there's no purpose in this. There's no point. Because while you're sitting here wasting my fucking time, I could be out there getting a girl. A girl who actually wants to be in a relationship with me. And she just got her heart fucking destroyed in that moment. You see, what she wanted was the ability to come in and out of the fucking relationship as she felt. That freedom to just exit whenever shit got hard. And when I eliminated that from her, she didn't like that. I remember one time she said, we're just friends. And I looked at her and I said, no, you're my girlfriend. And she said, no, I'm just your friend. And I fucking took my hand away from her. And I said, then don't fucking touch me. Don't fucking call me. And I walked away. I wasn't dealing with that bullshit. It's funny, looking back is like, she didn't know what she wanted, and she came back to me to try and figure that out. So I was doomed from the start. The relationship was already at an end before it even ever began. She was just going to use me to try to figure out if I was the one that she wanted, and I made it very fucking clear that I'm not here to play that fucking game. She's out there right now fucking destroying another man's life. Or giving her the best that she's got. Why? Because I was the one that broke her. And I take great fucking pride knowing that I broke some of these fucking whores. Every single one of the fucking chicks that I've ever dated that ever wanted to get back at me became successful. And when they try to rub their success in my face, I'm like, dude, I owned a business at age 19. What the fuck do I care what you do in your fucking late 20s. I've already been there. I've already done that. I've already signed the contract, dealt with the fucking, you know, dealt with the lawyers, dealt with all, you know, I'm done. I'm not done. I'm not doing that shit again. Doing all that fucking hard backbreaking work. Well, it wasn't backbreaking, but doing all that hard work just to, for it to get stolen from me by fucking George Bush by one stroke of a pen. Fuck him. So no, I don't fucking, you know, I don't really. And guess what? When COVID hit, all those chicks closed down their shops because they were all beauticians. I don't know how the fuck that happened. But all the chicks that, all the chicks, and what I mean by that is, like, I don't know how it happened. And, like, all the chicks I dated were beauticians. Hot as fuck, too. But all of them closed down their business and they had to do side hustles. They made more money going house to house than they did, you know, opening up a shop and having all those expenses and all that shit. Now they kept their volume and their overhead low. And now they're realizing, like, fuck, dude, at the cost and the convenience of having a stationary place to kick my feet up, now I can, now I have to fucking, now I get more money, but I'm busting my ass twice as hard. So these chicks are fucking going out buying fucking, you know, expensive ass cars, doing more and more and more each day to try to get more clientele and try to fit in more and try to like split their clientele with other chicks and worrying if that chick isn't going to steal her client away. You see what I'm saying? That's where I used to fucking like do my business, was on the internet, thinking to myself like, fuck, dude, I hope one of my employees doesn't decide to like start his own shit and fuck, you know, fuck me over halfway to Sunday. Because at any time, they could have done that. They didn't. Lucky for me. I don't know if it was because I was nice, or I was understanding, or I was, that doesn't matter. They went on to do other things in their life. But well, look, the point is that when I'm in a relationship, I'm in it till the end. And every chick that I've ever dated was only in it for the temporary fucking glory of not being alone. Great sex, sure. Having a lot of fun, sure. But they weren't in it to stay in it. They were in it just to fucking pass up time until they found something better. And when I called them out on it, now especially now, dude, bothers them, kills them. Well, any case, I wanted to show you this. Because even this guy knows that dating is just a fun activity. It's more so like a hobby. And that's why these PUAs that try to fucking make careers out of a fucking hobby, they're pieces of shit. Because they're trying to sell you the idea of like, you'll be able to get the best woman of your life if you just use these pickup techniques. And it's like, dude, none of that means anything if she's not attracted to you. You can have all the money. I've seen it time and time again. Fucking fat, short, ugly looking fuck. And he's with the chick, you know, who's only using him for his money. She hadn't put out at all. This chick that he was with didn't put out at all. And yet somehow he, how do I explain this? She hadn't fucked him at all. And they were together for months and he was just like buying her shit and buying her shit and buying her shit. And eventually he called it off and I saw her at the bar and I asked her the question. So if you weren't attracted to him, why were you with him? She was like, because he was buying me stuff. And I'm like, are you a fucking child? You're going to use a man's hard work, hard earned money to fucking satisfy and glorify yourself? Dude, there's something seriously wrong with you. I'm like, look, I don't even like the guy. I think the guy's a complete piece of shit. But the fact that you would use him like that makes you equally as a piece of shit. The guy runs around just like flashing, like, look at how much money I have. And it's like, that's cool, man. One day he tried to buy me a drink and I refused it. And he goes, oh, all right, well, you just blew your opportunity to have a fucking meaningful friendship. And I died of laughter. And I'm like, dude, the only thing meaningful in this fucking bar is this beer I'm about to finish. Like, What the fuck? The sense of entitlement. And at the time when I was running a club. You know what I mean? I was the president of a fucking chapter. So, you know, fucking trying to keep like 5 or 6 guys in line at all times sucks ass. Made me realize like how important the vetting process was. Because they'll put on a good, just like guys, or excuse me, just like chicks, a guy will put on a fucking good, happy face, but the moment that he becomes a fucking permanent, dude, all their characteristics start to fucking come out. I had no idea that my buddy was into fucking cocaine, as bad as he was, until we started hanging out on a personal level. He was a bad cocaine fiend. I mean, to the point where he would call in the drug dealer and he wouldn't have the money. And he's like, sorry, man, I thought I had it. Could I be able to get a, you know, could I be able to get an IOU on this? Putting me on the fucking line. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. Completely careless with his money. He'd go to the store and he'd just like pull out a bunch of ones out of his pocket and he'd be like, oh shit, I'm sorry, I thought I had enough money. It was fucking embarrassing. Every fucking time I'd have to bail him out, and it just got to a point where I'm like, dude, I can't handle this shit. Like, I'll meet you on the fucking meetups every other week. Like, until then, fuck off. Like, leave me alone. Another dude, like, he was like, dude, I can't be a part of the club because you guys are, you know, I'm a dad and this is too much for me. Okay, understandable. But he showed up on the meetups, which was nice. But trust me when I say this, dude, their real fucking personality comes out when you give them the permanent title of a son. Immediately, every fucking bad characteristic comes out. That's why it's important. That's why I never spend money on a chick when we're dating. Never. Once we start to become very fucking serious and we start to fucking contemplate life together and all this other stuff, that's when I'm like, okay. Maybe I'll drop a couple bucks here and there, but only because you've earned it, not because you like, you know what I mean? Like, not because I deem it, not because you fucking asked for it, but because you've earned it. You know, my dad was the same way with me. The only time I ever got presents were on Christmas and on my birthday, and that was it. And whenever my mom got something, I didn't even, as a matter of fact, she got a lot, but I didn't give a fuck. It's my mom. What reason would I have to be jealous of my mother? It's disgusting. I mean, I'm pissed off that she sold me, that she sold me out a couple times. That was kind of fucked up. And I don't mean like I did anything serious. It's just like, you know, fucking got into a fight and I told my mom like, hey, can you not tell dad about this? Immediately, as soon as he comes on, oh, and yeah, the principal called, and yeah, they're just checking up on him. Well, why is he checking up on him? Oh, I got into a fight, and he, like, fucking piece of shit. Fuck her. But she was being loyal to her husband. She could have kept her fucking mouth shut, though. Yeah, she'll fucking sell you out quick for her own protection. So, like, when she tells me she loves me, I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. But, yeah, like, when it comes to dating now, I just don't take it serious. I don't. When she fucking goes behind, when they step behind my back, it's just like, well, yeah, dude, it was to be expected. I mean, you were putting out less and less, and that's why I stopped texting you. I'm like, oh, you fucking stopped giving me love and affection. Dude, it's like murder to them. If you don't give them love and affection and validation, it's like murder. And it's just like, well, I mean, you started being a cunt, and I only reward, you know, good behavior, so I don't know what to tell you. Oh, well. You have a new guy to fucking sucker into your bullshit. So, later. But for the longest time before I got to that point, I had to learn the hard way that dating is nothing serious. It's nothing to be taken serious. So when a wise man like this gives you his insight and your soul recoils the way that mine did when I first heard him, there's something to fucking think about there. There's a reason why you do that. It's because in your mind, your heart is set on something serious. So the idea of just dating and just to be a fucking, you know, a trial, like it did to me, yeah, makes sense why your fucking soul recoiled. Because you had it wrong the whole time. I've had it fucking wrong for years until I just stopped taking fucking women so serious. There's only one girl that I took serious. She fucking didn't even have the courtesy to fucking text me back when she was available to talk. So I just like, you know what? I don't want to deal with this. Fuck off. And then she was heartbroken, like, when I stopped fucking texting her. When I ghosted her, so to speak. She was so heartbroken. I was like, dude, you fucking, you could have had the, dude, I could have given her the fucking time of her life. But because she did that to me, it was like, all right, well, then I'm not, you know, fuck off. I'm not gonna, whatever. Any case, I want to share that with you. For those of you who are still battling out there, still thinking, like, dating should be taken serious, guard your heart.